Like so many others, I made a New Year's resolution, and I'm really trying to keep it this year. Mine is to walk more. Even though I exercise most mornings, I find that throughout the day, I sit a lot. So I've resolved I'm going to get up more and walk, not just on weekends, but every day. And of course, to assist me in this bold endeavor, well, not really so bold, I'm wearing a device that tracks my steps. Honestly, I've been wearing it for some time, but this year, I'm going to pay attention to it. And I'm going to try and hit my goal every day, 10,000 steps. Though frankly, I'm not sure why 10,000 is the magic number, but it currently seems to be. I've gotten off to a great start. Being in foreign cities without a car has meant I've been walking more than 7 miles a day. I'm exceeding my goals, and I'm feeling very good about myself. Except one day, when I looked at the app on my phone that connects to my tracker, and it hadn't recorded any steps. Now, I know I had walked at least 5 miles because I walked that route before. When I realized that my steps hadn't been recorded, I was annoyed. It felt as if I hadn't achieved my goal, even though I knew in my head I had. I found it odd how important recording my steps had become for me. In a strange way, more important than the fact that I had actually walked those 5 miles. Well, fortunately, my devices synced, and I got credit for my steps, and everything was finally right in the world. Along with looking at my app regularly to see if I've met my goal, counting steps has become part of my conversations with folks, particularly to find out what keeps people motivated. A friend of mine in Australia has a wonderful motivation. Her health insurance company is part of Qantas. Yes, Qantas, the airline. Every day that she meets her walking goal, she gets airline miles. I have to say, that would motivate me. I want those points, and I want the steps as well. Fortunately for me, returning back to the States from Australia meant that I crossed the international dateline. Well, going to Australia meant that I lost an entire day. Returning meant I gained a day. What a wonderful stroke of luck. For one magical day, I had more hours in which to meet my goal. I gotta go now so I can get my steps in. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.